I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, with the sound of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who revived the Piedmont tradition of African-American string bands over the last decade. The founding members included Dom Flemons, Justin Robinson, and Rhiannon Giddens.
You know, I really feel Southern, and I really feel Piedmontese and North Carolinian, rather than black or white or colored or mixed or whatever, because really it's the culture, and the culture goes across those lines.
Although the Carolina Chocolate Drops had various other members, they now all have solo careers, ranging from music to forestry. The group's name was inspired by an earlier group from the late 1920s called the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, led by fiddler and raconteur Howard Armstrong, here playing the Vine Street Drag. We've got more in African-American old-time and country music coming up, but let's stick with Howard Armstrong and bandmates Carl Martin and Ted Bogan when they reunited 50 years later as Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong with the classic black string band sound of Blue Ridge Mountain Blues on American Roots.
When I was young and in my prime, I left my home in Caroline. All I do is sit among the pines, think of all the folks I left behind. I've got the blues in my days blues. I wanna see my old dog gray. I wanna hunt the pine for the corn top blossom in that blue ridge so far away. Gonna be right beside my home. Gonna hang around the cabin door. No worry or worry anymore. I've got the blue ridge mountain blues. Wanna see my old dog gray. Well, I'm going back under to my folks. Down yonder in that blue ridge so far away. I've got the blue ridge mountain blue. Wanna see my old dog gray. Well, I'm going back yonder to my folks down yonder in that blue ridge so far away.
Hello, fans. This is John Cephas
and Phil Wiggins
for the very best in roots music.
Listen to
American Roots.
Sitting on his man, his knee.
death of me. Hammer gonna be the death of me. Now John Henry said to the captain, yeah, man, you ought to see me swing. I weigh 49 pounds from my hip on down. I love to hear that cold steel ring. I love to hear that cold steel ring. Now John Henry said to the captain, yeah, man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let the steam trim beat me down, I'm gonna die with the hammer in my hand. I'm gonna die with the hammer in my hand. Now John Henry went to that tunnel to drive. Steam trail was by his side. He beat that steam trail three chests and down. He laid down a hammer, Lord, he died. Laid down a hammer and he died. Now John Henry drove steel in a tunnel, yes. His hammer caught on fire. He looked at the water, boy, and he said, cool drink of water before I die. Cool drink of water before I die. John Henry, yeah, this mountain is caving in. John Henry said, oh, Captain, yes, just my hammer-sucking wind. Just my hammer-sucking wind. Now John Henry had a little wife. Her name was Polly Ann. Now John got sick, Lord, he could not get well. Oh, Polly drove steel like a man. Oh, Polly drove steel like a man. Now they took John Henry to the graveyard, buried him 6 feet in the sand. Every time a local motor passed by, they there said, there's a steel driving man. And there lies a steel driving man. Now there lies a steel driving man. There lies a steel driving man.
Thank you. down on old Chestnut Street. Place the stone at my head and feet and tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
Freight Train, the legendary Elizabeth Cotton of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, whose street names she mentions in the song. Elizabeth Cotton embodied the crossover of styles in the Piedmont and also played banjo and guitar there in 1958. Before that, the late guitarist and my good friend John Cephas, with Phil Wiggins on harmonica, singing the blues ballad about the mythic John Henry, a steel driver who faced off against the steam drill. John Cephas from Bowling Green, Virginia, in the Piedmont. The Carolina Chocolate Drops began as a seminal African-American group that revived the old-time string band tradition of the Piedmont, where black performers were formative from the 19th century onward. The Chocolate Drops started out as the Sankofa Strings after meeting at the Black Banjo Gathering in Boone, North Carolina, 2005. They evolved over the next decade. Rhiannon Giddens trained formally in opera, played banjo and fiddle, and sang with her bandmates to growing audiences.
And the grass is growing free and easy.
I grew up not only in just in Greensboro, but also in some of the small rural places around Greensboro, like McLeansville and Julian, and that's where all my family is from. And I spent a lot of time, you know, my first part of my life out in the country with my grandparents. And so I always consider myself kind of a hybrid. It wasn't like I studied roots music with the masters around here or anything like that. I just kind of lived a normal life, went to school and, you know, just lived here. I mean, I have memories of, like, my grandmother, you know, with she had a collection of, like, jazz and blues records and singing along with the radio and, you know, always kind of on that side of things. You know, but then we watched T-Hall every Saturday night, you know? You have this urbane African-American woman who I think was born in West Virginia and then is now living still in the country, but has all of these, you know, furniture from Europe and all of these, like, records, you know, of jazz and blues greats, and then still got to watch Hee-Haw every week. The reality of the Southern experience is that it's far more complicated and it's far more, you know, mixed in terms of what people listened to and what people played.
Well, when you talk about the mix, I mean, we think of the Piedmont as a place where there's always been African-American farmers and town folk and mingling. So there, it seems to me this exchange is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, it's not a utopia. I mean, there's definitely racial tension, like, all over the place, and places where whites and blacks wouldn't mingle and all that kind of stuff, but there were places where they would. And also, being a mixed person, you know, myself, even enhances that more because I really spent as much time with each family, you know, with my black family and my white family, so I don't really feel like one or the other, really. You know, I really feel Southern, and I really feel Piedmontese and North Carolinian. That, those are what I think of to describe myself, and rather than black or white or colored or mixed or whatever, because really it's the culture, and the culture goes across those lines.
When do you get aware of the Piedmont soundscape in terms of the stuff that Sankofa Strings and then Chocolate Drops start doing?
I learned, like, folk revival stuff with my parents, like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
They were
and,
into, you know, that stuff.
They were hippies. Oh, yeah. They were super hippies. Absolutely. You know? I mean, that's the why. I mean, why they would have even been open to marrying each other. You know, him being white and her being black. They're both being from the countryside, you know? And so when I came home after Oberlin, there was a couple of things that happened. You know, I started contra dancing. I heard a lot of old-time bands going to these dances and, you know, really started falling in love with the banjo.
I've done all I can do to try to get along with you. Still, you're not satisfied. Oh, Ruby, Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man?
So you end up at this gathering for African-American banjo in, where's that, in Boone?
It was in Boone, called the Black Banjo Gathering, 2005. I joined the Black Banjo Players Then and Now listserv, which served as a place to go without getting harassed so you could talk about the black origins of the banjo. Because when you went to the regular banjo listserv, it was very difficult to talk about African-American roots of the banjo without getting flamed.
Oh, Ruby!
Joined up and I said, whatever I can do. So I became like the graphic designer and I did all the, you know, the program, everything, you know, the website, everything for the Black Banjo Gathering and just sort of helped, you know, it come into being. And when I went there, of course, that's where I met Dom Flemons and that's where I met Justin Robinson.
And original then Chocolate Drops.
The original Chocolate Drops, yeah.
You mentioned that there's resistance to African-American origins ideas and histories. On the other side of the ledger, you know, in African-American intellectual circles for many years, the banjo was not too cool.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I mean, our very first TV appearance was on the Tavis Smiley Show. And his producer was really excited about us being there, but he clearly didn't know anything really about what we did. And so we got on the stage and he was like, so, you know, you play fiddle and banjo, you're kind of like the Ebony Hillbillies. I was so annoyed at that. And then that's the only black coverage we ever got. But like, here's our own music, our own history, and nobody's giving us the time of day. It was just, that's been really frustrating because I feel like we're doing it in a way that's really, that's ethical and that's true. And it's kind of like, what do we got to do to get some black love? I don't know.
Says all love, all love, all careless love. Says all love, all careless love. Says all love, all careless love. See you see what careless love will do.
At what point do you get to know Joe Thompson, and you know, how does that relationship evolve?
I met him before the Black Banjo Gathering, but I met him again there, and Justin and Dom and I started going down and playing with him that summer.
Well, back on the Chocolate Drops for a second, I mean, in the sort of the small string band setting, I mean, there is singing, of course, but there isn't the kind of, I will now step forward and sing the big song kind of thing. How does that feel for you in terms of just, you know, be in the band, play the dance tunes, play the humor tunes, do all those things? I mean, that seems like a little different kind of way of relating to what you're doing.
It is, and I'm really grateful for the time that I've done that, you know, and will continue to do that in a way. I think as a singer, the most valuable thing that I have done is become an instrumentalist and become a band member, you know, for so long, where it wasn't about me and my pipes, it was about the music that we were doing, working together. And I'm always going to be a collaborator. I'm always going to be, you know, someone who was never going to want to be on stage by myself ever. But, you know, there comes a time when you have to step forward and use all the gifts that you were given.
Well, the medal's aches in the lane, and I hit him in the head with a walking cane. I'm going to wear a starry crown over there.
Hearing the Carolina Chocolate Drops on Starry Crown and speaking with Rhiannon Giddens about her life in music, we'll hear more about her solo career next hour. Coming up, African-American fiddlers, including the Chocolate Drops co-founder Justin Robinson and historic sounds from New Orleans, Jackson, and Kansas City when American Roots returns.